Hey, hey, and welcome back to another season of the Year 6 Champions podcast.
We have a new cast of presenters who are ready to explore some thought-provoking wonderings.
So get comfortable, turn up the volume, and get ready for today's episode.
Take it away, kids.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to the I Wonder podcast. I'm Noah.
I'm Arav.
And I'm Josh.
Over the weekend, I've been wondering how FPS games are made.
Yeah, that's a good question. Let's dive into the history of FPS games and check them out.
There's two different types of FPS. The first type is the internet type, it's how fast your game runs. The second type of FPS are first-person shooters.
FPS games have a long history. The first FPS game was made back in 1973.
I think the game's name is Maze Walk, and you walk around a maze, so that's all I remember from researching.
The weirdest thing is that the enemies were eyeballs. Creepy.
Video games are made with code. This code makes the game react to you pressing buttons and creating stuff like ragdoll physics.
Most FPS games are created using the C and C++ code. C++ is very popular in game development because it's good with memory management, provides more flexibility, control, and security to their games.
Code C and C++ are codes in games to program how you walk and talk.
That's pretty neat. Some notable FPS franchises are Halo, Battlefield, and Call of Duty. In my opinion, I think Halo's the best.
No, Call of Duty's the best.
I'm mixed between them. They're all good either way.
The first Halo was created all the way back in 2001 using C as a code.
FPS games are made by a group of developers. They work together to create awesome games for us.
Wait, did you know that the devs hide secrets in the games called Easter eggs?
What are they supposed to do?
It's a little secret that might have something to do with another game or can be straight up weird.
Like in Call of Duty Black Ops 3, if you shoot all the mannequins head, they all chase after you.
I have one too. In Halo Infinite, you can find a giant sandwich in a cave while playing the campaign. It's hidden in the top of the cave with aliens worshipping it.
Both of those are really weird, but I think the best Easter egg is in Half-Life 2. If you kill all the headcrabs before they respawned, a ginormous headcrab would spawn. I would spawn in with a million HP, and you would immediately get given a minigun with infinite ammo.
Now that's a weird Easter egg.
There's also a thing called a bug. A bug is a little glitch in the program that isn't meant to be there. Like in Cyberpunk 2077, there is a bug where you get randomly teleported while entering a car, and half of the time the map won't even load in.
That's a crazy bug. You can't even play the game with that.
Game makers use coding to make their game. To make the game, game makers have to use programming, coding, rendering, and testing of the game, so there is no problems with the game.
What do you mean by testing in gaming terms?
Testing in gaming terms is when the developers test the game to see if there are any bugs or glitches.
Then the developers invite players to test their game in the alpha and beta testing. When players alpha and beta test, they play the game as instructed and see if there's anything wrong with the gameplay or code in those current stages of alpha and beta or beta.
That's why it's called alpha and beta testing.
How do the developers add items and guns, and how do they code them?
Well, most game developers actually make something called a model first.
What's a model?
It's a 3D drawing of what an object is.
Then the devs code it so it can actually do something.
So that's how they make those objects.
Well, that seems like all the time we have today.
Goodbye, and make sure to listen to the next episode of the I Wonder podcast.
Bye!